It is, of course, Women's History Month, the entire month of March, and we are celebrating women that have made a difference in our lives, whether it's local, whether it's statewide, or internationally, as is the case here. And today, of course, is International Women's Day, so I thought no better opportunity than to honor Malala Yousafzai, often referred to mononymously as Malala, and yes, mononymously is a word. It's Pakistan. She's a Pakistani activist for female education, and she's the youngest Nobel Prize laureate. We all know her for her human rights advocacy, especially the education of women and children in her native Swat Valley of Khyber, northwest Pakistan, where the local Pakistani Taliban had at times banned girls from attending school. Now, her advocacy has grown into an international movement beyond anything we could have imagined. And she's become one of the most prominent citizens of the world. She is a worldwide prominent citizen. She's the daughter of an educational activist, someone who was involved in the university system and eventually became an activist herself. Okay, so on October 9th, 2012, while on a bus after taking an exam in the Swat district, Malala and two other girls were shot by a Pakistani Taliban gunman in an assassination attempt. This was in retaliation for her activism then. The gunman fled the scene. She was hit in the head with a bullet and remained unconscious and in critical condition. But her condition later improved enough for her to be transferred to a hospital in the United Kingdom. The attempt on her life sparked an international outpouring of support for her, as well as a search for the attempted murderer. A group of 50 leading Muslim clerics in Pakistan issued a fatwa against those who tried to kill her. The Pakistani condemnation, the Taliban, were intentionally denounced by governments, human rights organizations, of course, and of course, feminist groups. Pakistani Taliban officials responded to condemnation by further denouncing her, Malala, indicating plans for a possible second assassination attempt, which they justified as some kind of religious obligation. Now, following her recovery, Malala became a prominent activist, even more so for the right of women to be educated. Based in Birmingham, she's co-founded the Malala Fund. It's a nonprofit organization. And in 2013, she co-authored a book called I Am Malala. And if you haven't read it, drop whatever you're doing, pick up I Am Malala. It's an international bestseller and tells her magnificent story and also highlights her wonderful goals that she has for little girls everywhere across the world. In 2012, she was the recipient of Pakistan's first National Youth Peace Prize. And in 2014, she was co-recipient of the 2014 the Nobel Peace Prize. At age 17 at the time, she was the youngest ever Nobel Prize laureate. So today, on International Women's Day, as part of Women's History Month, we celebrate Malala and thank her for the work that not only has she done, but the work that we expect from her in the future.